We pointed out that the Shach notes, well, blah, blah, we pointed out that the Ramah says that there is a stira in Tosus. Tosus in Avodah Zarah assumes that what's the halacha of Lufnei Iver B'chara Avodah Nahara? Come on, ladies, tell ya. What? It's not Lufnei Iver, it's perfectly permitted. Tosus in Avodah Zarah says it's Heter Gomor. However, Tosfos in Shabbos assumes that Lifnei Iver B'char Aver D'Nahara is going to be Osir Midrabanon. And often we call that Isir Drabanon, we call it Misayeya Yidei Ovrei Aveira, that you're helping out people who do an Aveira. That's the first point. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach suggests that really there's no machlokas between the Tosfos, that the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, who assumes that's Heter Gomer, is talking about what? Yo, this is like Kosvei Maluach Libecha. You got to know this.
It's about a Goy or a Mummer.
Goy or a Mummer. Good. But Tosfos in Shabbos is talking about a regular Jew, meaning that there is no Isser of Misayeya Yedei Ove Aveira. There's no Isser of what we would call Lifnei Iver D'Rabbanan if it is a Mummer or it is a non-Jew. That's the Shita of Nishach. Comes along the Dog Omer of Ava, who is also known as the Node of Yehuda, and he jumps up and down and he splits wood and nickels, and he says, what are you talking about that there's no Isser of Misayeya when it's Char Avra de Nahara by a Mummer? We know that what?
A Mummer is a Jew.
A Mummer is a full-fledged Jew. Yisrael afa pisha chater Yisrael who, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin daf mem daled, a mummer is a full-fledged Jew, ain't nothing to talk about. That is the question of the Dog Omer Ravava. So comes along the Dog Omer Ravava, therefore, and the Dog Omer Ravava develops a chiddush. Dog Omer Ravava says that really when the Shach said mummer, he didn't mean mummer. When the Shach said mummer, he meant another word that starts with a mem, mazer. The Shach is saying that if someone is violating the mazer, you are violating on purpose, so then there is no din of misayeya yedei ofrei aveira, there is no lifnei iver d'rabbanan. Meaning, if I have a person who is going to violate an aveira b'mezid, if it's trei avri d'nahara, I am not allowed to give it to that person. But if it's char avri d'nahara, if the person could get the item anyways, so then I am allowed to give it because the person is violating b'mezid. That is the way the Dog Omer Ravava explains the Shach. Now, this requires just a teeny bit of explanation. Because so what if I'm violating an Aveira b'mezid? So what if I'm doing it on purpose? Why should that mean that you're not responsible for my action? So, I'd like to make the following suggestion. As pshat in the Dog Omer Ravava. I don't think I gave this to you in sources, but it's good to know. We have to take a step back and try to figure out what is the reason for Lifnei Iver D'Rabbanan, which is also called Misayeya Yedei Ovrei Aveira. Why is it that I cannot cause you to do an Aveira? Why is it that I cannot help you do an Aveira? What's the reason for the prohibition? Who wants to make a suggestion? Why is it that I can't help you? So we had some of the suggestions and some of the makoros, if you kind of... Yeah, Talia? Hocheach tochiach. Right, so one suggestion, where did you see that, or you just thought of it?
Rambam.
The Rambam. Right, and thus I gave you a Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. So the Rambam says that there is a din of hocheach tochiach. Now, Hocheach Tochiach is what we call usually Musar, no? Now, what's the reason for Hocheach Tochiach? Why am I supposed to give you Musar? So, some understand that the reason why I'm supposed to give you Musar is because maybe you are not going to violate the Aveira. And my job is, as a responsible Jewish adult,
to make sure that other people don't violate averos. No? Isn't that the mitzvah kol chayach tochiach? You give mussar in order that people shouldn't violate an avera. Therefore, we could suggest that perhaps the Dogo Me Revavla is saying, if someone is violating an avera b'mezid, let's say you see a Jew, and I once had this, I think last year actually. Last year I spent the Shabbos here in Stern, and Shabbos afternoon I was walking back to my hotel, and there was somebody sitting in a treif restaurant wearing a yarmulke. So what are you supposed to do in that case? Are you supposed to do anything? Now again, there's a few possibilities. It could be the person's wearing a yarmulke just because wearing a yarmulke is good business if you're in the schnurring business, no? If you want to collect money from people, right, that's what a schnurrer is, it's another Yiddish word. If you want to collect money from people, so a good way to do that is you wear a yarmulke, and that way the Jews have a certain degree of rachmanis on you. But one could argue that perhaps if I know that somebody is bemazed, if I know that someone is doing the Avera on purpose, so there's no tochacha because tochacha won't help, no? Remember,
it's only based on, if we read that Tosu says, meaning saying that for sure we're not going to do it.
But so the Tosis that we encountered, where was it, Daf Dalet?
Why would you say that? Maybe necessarily means they
so that's in terms of Mutav Shu Shogi Gim the Ayuhu Mizidin, that's in the situation when you know for sure they're not going to listen.
But why are we assuming that that's people's amazing?
What?
Why are we assuming that maybe people
do that? Well, the assumption is if someone's doing an Avera, but Mazid, that person doesn't really care about the Avera.
Maybe, I mean, like, they don't care highly of it, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you were
vegan. In other words, I think what you're trying to get at is that if this pshat is correct in the Dogo Me Revava, we're not defining mezid exactly the same way that we always define mezid. Right? Usually mezid means that what? That I'm doing it on purpose. Over here, mezid means not only am I doing the avera on purpose, but I don't care about this avera. That's a much more serious type of mazid, and just to finish the equation, there was a Rishon, the first of the Balei HaTosfos who quoted the Rambam was the Smag, no? The Smag is Reb Moshe of Kutzi, he's a 12th century Rishon, and the Smag is an interesting Rishon because he quotes the positions of the Tosfos, and he says, and the Rambam says. He doesn't really put them together always, but by reading the Smag carefully, often you get a sense of the way he's trying to reconcile or show that there's a machlokas, depending on the case. So the Smag in Mitzvah's essay Yud Aleph, the Smag has two opinions as to whether the mitzvah of Hocheach Tochiach applies when someone is bemazed. And perhaps that is the understanding of the Dogo Me Revava. So far, so good?
Well, does he say that? What does the Smag say?
The Smag just has two opinions, whether there's a din of Hocheach Tochiach when someone is in violation b'mezid.
He doesn't resolve it.
He doesn't resolve it. He leaves it as two opinions. Okay. Now, effectively, what we have over here is a shach, who is saying that if someone is violating, the shach is understood by the Dogo Me Revava, is saying that if someone is in violation of an avera b'mezid, you can give that person the iser, if the person could obtain the iser some other way. Right? So Shani asked, last time we learned, are you allowed to sell non-sneistic clothing? Right? That was your example. So presumably, if someone knows that you ain't supposed to dress that way, and still wants to dress that way, me'ezah sibashahi, so then, according to the shach, that would be lifnei iver mitzrabanan, because you could obtain the item elsewhere, right, perhaps, and therefore, it might be mutter, based on this shtikl Torah. Yeah?
But, even if we paskin that it's mutter, isn't there something still, like, inherently wrong about almost giving up on the person and saying, like,
you're so frum.
So what?
You're very frum. Yes. There is. Not only is there something inherently wrong, some poskim phrase it in the sense of, you know what, maybe it's a chalal Hashem.
Like
Right? Maybe it's a chol Hashem to see a nice person who otherwise looks completely orthodox, who's doing business with non-orthodox items. We'll say it like that.
Like, if you saw that person in the restaurant on Shabbos wearing a kippah, like, it would just be nice to assume that they're not fully bemazed if he's wearing kippah, even if it's just for Shabbos.
Right. So that certainly is a possibility. But again, assuming, and this is getting at what Tehillah was asking a few minutes ago, assuming that you know for sure the person is amazed somehow, right? And by amazed we mean that you know that there's an Aveira and you're still doing it. So then, according to this Dogo Meravova, B'Shem Neshach, it would be permitted. That's one approach.
It's just interesting, is that the Rambam who's on this
too? Yeah, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos Reish Hei.
Yeah. It made it sound like you never really saw something.
What?
He made it sound like you never saw something.
So the Rambam takes Tochacha in a much more severe way than some of the others. It sounds like the Gemara says, Hochiach Tochiach Hafilu Meya Pa'amim. Right? The Sugya of Tochacha is in Erchin, or the Sugya is in Erchin Tazayin Yud Zayin. And the Gemara says that you should give Hochacha many, many times. It sounds like ordinarily you don't give up on the person, but maybe if it's a person who gave up on himself or herself already, if it's a person who you know is bemazin, maybe there's no mitzvah of tochacha.
Didn't we say like the dangers of tochacha is that they'll now do it bemazin? So if they're already bemazin, then why would it hurt to give it tochacha?
Well, it's not just why would it hurt. The question is why would it help? I think what we were speaking about in the sugya mutav shu shogin and vayuhu mezidin. So that, again, you're still thinking very frum, right? You have to realize that sometimes we have to take our best guesses. And the best guess is that this person, I'm sorry, there ain't no chance.
I just think that then that's like bad on that
person. Right, so you have like a hashgafic opposition to this idea. I got it. But we're just trying to understand this Dogo Merivava the best we can. Now, I should point out, Reb Moshe Feinstein, in the Tshuva, Chelek Yeridaya, Simin, Chelek Yeridaya Aleph, Simin Ayin Beis. Reb Moshe has an interesting Tshuva about people in the catering business. Are you allowed to rent a catering call to people who will have mixed dancing in the catering call? Right? Mixed dancing is like a real aveira because mixed dancing could lead to who knows what, as the joke goes. But
well, for Ramosha, it's really bad. Doesn't he interpret like Easter of Nigia?
What?
Doesn't Ramosha take the Easter of Nigia?
Yeah, Ramosha seems like yeah, hurry, but yeah, but mixed dancing, presumably, even if you assume that like shaking hands is not Yehor Gvayav, which is I think what all of our Rabbanim assume, we all shake hands in the business context, etc. But mixed dancing is probably a little more derechiba than just a casual shaking of hands, right? That's what I'm assuming. The tradition, by the way, is that the rabbis leave when the mixed dancing begins at the weddings. That's what Rav Schefter told me to do when I...